It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. This guy, I think, has a genius idea, but he's getting a lot of negative feedback. And his whole idea is for kids to settle their beef or their problems in the ring.
What do you mean in the ring? In a fighting ring?
Yeah, a gym owner in Scotland is getting a lot of heat for suggesting a fight club for kids. He offered up on Facebook the chance for all kids to come from any school. If you want to fight each other, he said, message me. You can square it up in the ring. No cameras, no friends, just the two of you. You will fight until someone gives up, but you will shake hands, and that means the case is closed, and then you two move on with your life. Now, a woman wrote online for this Facebook post, which has since been taken down. This is the worst idea ever.
Yeah.
Deal with violence by violence until someone gives up. Okay. If anything, it would cause more trouble by going back to school and one person making a mockery of the other for giving up in a fight. But then some other people said, you know what? This is a good concept. Saying this could be a good idea. Actually outstanding. So what do you think? 317-239-1009. Kelly's on the Joe and Alex Show. Kelly, first of all, you know the rule about Fight Club, right?
I do.
What is that?
There is no Fight Club.
We don't talk about it, exactly. But today we're breaking that rule. What do you think? Do you think it's a good idea or absolutely insane?
I think it's a terrific idea.
What?
Because it gives them an outlet in a safe, supervised environment. And you know what? People may think that violence doesn't solve anything, and I don't necessarily disagree with that perspective, but at the same time, if it can prevent kids from getting so frustrated that they take guns to school, I'm okay with it. And yes, I have children. I have a 22-year-old and an 11-year-old son.
I am shocked.
And it scares me to death.
I'm shocked that you think this, because I would think that it's not safe at all to let kids just beat the crap out of each other.
No, but this, if anything, this is in a confined, constructed, safe area. You're going to have on boxing gloves. You're going to have on like headgear to protect your head.
They have on gear?
Yeah, it's a boxing club. It's not like some guy's like, hey, kid, come into my basement, throw some punches.
Well, maybe I feel a little bit different if it's not just bare knuckles. That is crazy. I can't believe that you think that. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kelly. We appreciate your call. 317-239-1009. Now, I wish in a perfect world, Alex, that these kids wouldn't have to do this, and they wouldn't, but I don't know. I mean, am I sounding like an old man, like, back in my day? But what did people do? Like, what did our parents do back in the day? They settled their differences, and I don't remember hearing about, like, oh, well, I killed this kid or I killed that person. Let's go to Elizabeth in Greenwood. What are your thoughts on this kids' fight club?
I mean, there's pros and cons to it. I was pregnant in high school and nobody believed me. And I was actually hit while pregnant.
What high school did you go to? Was it here in Indy?
Yes, it was at Southport High School.
Is there a lot of fights there?
Oh, yes. We even had a girl get hit over the head with a lunch tray.
Ooh.
Ooh, what was for lunch that day?
I can't remember, but it was definitely interesting, so.
Yeah, okay.
Dang, so do you think, though, with the pros and cons, if you have kids, or if you had kids, would you let them fight?
I have 3 kids, and honestly, if you push my kid, I'm going to let them go full force at you.
Whoa!
And what if, you know what they do? What if they have tag team boxing where the mom and, like, the kid come into the ring?
That is
like
nuts.
Tagged, and the mom start punching each other in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I believe her. I believe there's parents that would be okay with that.
Let's talk to Alice in Carmel. Okay, I feel like in Carmel, nobody wants to fight. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know. I think I'm not a Carmelan, dag nabbit.
Okay.
But in my own personal opinion, I feel like this would be a good outlet for kids to be able to let out that aggression in a safe way, like one of the callers said. My kids are not, by far, not like fighters or anything like that. But I feel like if they did want to fight someone, I would be more comfortable with them fighting in a boxing ring versus on school property where they could possibly get in more trouble because they're defending themselves. You know, these days, kids are sticking so many weapons into school. Just a few weeks ago at North Central, they had some kid got maced the hallway because there was a girl fighting a guy in the hallway, and she brought out mace.
Ooh.
So, you know, I just feel like it's a good outlet. I mean, I understand the pros and the cons, but these days, these kids are outrageous. Do you hear me? They're bringing in knives, they're bringing in guns, they're bringing in mace.
So what? Just let them bring in their fists?
Yeah, bring in the fists.
And they're also jumping kids, you know? Like,
yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking about right there, Alice. That's a good point. I don't know, but I see kids fight when they yell, "World Star!" Like, they're not, Alex, they're not punching each other. It's like, oh, you got knocked down. It's like, you're kicking somebody in the head, like brain damage, and they're a vegetable.
Yeah.
I mean, this sounds like a better option to me. Justine, you're in downtown Indy this morning. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Good idea, bad idea? What do you think?
Definitely a bad idea. You know, what the first lady was saying, I don't think there's a proper measurement of what's going on in that ring. You know, what if that kid comes home with a concussion or something worse, a broken arm? I feel like that would create a lot of problems.
Okay.
Someone's getting sued.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
Hey, yeah.
If you couldn't get through, let us know on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, if you think this kids' fight club is a good idea or a bad idea. You ever get a fight or no?
Never.
I feel like you would have been like a fighter that would have punched and ran away.
Not even. I run away. That's right, because I hate confrontation. I hate the feeling of someone not liking me or being in trouble.
I do not believe that you hate confrontation because you say the most outlandish opinions.
That's not true.
On air.
Alex said stuff, and then she likes, like, I don't want to deal with it. Like, she'll say it, but she doesn't actually want to fight about it.